So today I want to speak about blessings. Everybody likes blessings. Everybody, the other day, even somebody was in a bat mitzvah. And a guy comes up to me and says, "Rabbi, can I have a blessing?" Give him a nice blessing. And afterwards, the other guy comes up and says, "Rabbi, you do know that he's not Jewish." So I say, "Okay, everybody can get a blessing. Jewish, not Jewish, we all give a blessing. Everybody desires blessings." And another guy who wanted to know, he saw me saying a bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam Shehakol Niyah B'Dvaro. And he came up to me and he said, "What are you doing? What are you saying?" And mentioned, I'm saying there's a special prayer that we say before we take a drink. We are always giving thanks to God Almighty. In the morning, we always give thanks to God Almighty. We started by saying Moda Ani. Then we moved on to washing our hands and having the action. But today I want to discuss what is a blessing. Because we have a mitzvah that's brought down in the Shulchan Aruch that we should be saying 100 blessings a day. 100 blessings a day, that's your target. Somebody asks you, "What's your target today? What's your mission?" My mission today is to thank God 100 times. And 100 times you're going to say the words Baruch Atah Hashem, blessed are you God, Elokeinu, our God, Melech HaOlam, the King of the world. And then the blessings differ. After Al Netilat Yadayim, in our next session, we're going to be talking about Asher Yatzar. That's going to be the next blessing. But what is it about these blessings? So to begin, King David is known for his Tehillim. Tehillim, he wrote Tehillim, he was the king of Israel, he set the foundations to the temple, he brought peace, he enabled peace for Shlomo HaMelech, who had the longest monarchy with peace in the land of Israel. Unfortunately, he had to fight a lot of wars to get there, to get the respect of the surroundings. And King David, he led a difficult life. And in his difficult life, he authored Tehillim. He begins Tehillim, Ashrei Ha'ish, happy is the person. Happy is the person that is connected to God Almighty. Praiseworthy is such a person. It doesn't matter what happens. They're like a tree next to the water. And even if there's winds, and even if there's things, they have their source. They have the water, gives them nutrients. And they have strong roots, and the winds can never uproot such a person. And then at the end of Tehillim, he finishes. If you want to look at a book, you look at the beginning and you look at the end. Right? You want to scrape through it when you were in school and you wanted to say that you read this book. So you'd look at the beginning, you'd look at the end, maybe you'd look at the back to say what it's talking about, just the general, the bios, and that's it. Somebody would ask you, say, "Yeah, of course, it happened. This is the beginning, this is the end. Maybe in the middle, it's okay." Of course, you should read the entire book. If you want to know what Tehillim is about, Tehillim finishes with the words. What are the words that Tehillim finishes with? Kol ha-neshama ve-halelia hallelujah. Kol ha-neshama, every neshama, every soul, every person gives thanks to you, God. Kol ha-neshama ta-halelia hallelujah, let's praise God. What is King David saying in the important prayer? The Gemara says, "Al kol neshima u'neshima tahalelia." A person needs to give praise to God Almighty for every breath that they take. Every breath that a person takes, we need to give thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person can take how many breaths a day? How many times are we breathing every single day? 20,000 times a person is breathing. And sometimes right now you're not even realizing, but you're breathing from your nose, from your mouth. This is the Chalulim, Chalulim, Nekavim, Nekavim that we're talking about in next week's session about Asher Yatzar, the praise that we're going to give. But Kol HaNeshama, every time, every breath that I take in my life, says King David, he finishes, Kol HaNeshama, Ta'alelia, Hallelujah. It can be understood that everybody should give praise, but it also can be understood that every second I'm giving praise to God Almighty. And David HaMelech is known as the one that was instituted these 100 blessings. In fact, it's already Halacha LeMoshe MiSinai, but he came and he re-implemented it because it got a bit forgotten. At his time, there was 100 people that were dying every single day, and King David came up and he said, there must be something going on over here, and he instituted, everybody needs to say 100 blessings a day, and because of the 100 blessings, the magefa, the plague stopped and people were alive again. The idea is very simple. When a person blesses God, when a person blesses God, when we appreciate God, when we thank God, so there's no reason for there to be any natural disasters. Natural disasters in a spiritual realm occur because there's a lack of appreciation. People don't realize who's in charge, and therefore there has to be sent a certain disaster to remind people who's in charge. And King David said, this is why we say these 100 brachot. So when a person makes these 100 blessings every day, you should know the first count, the first blessing of the day is Al Netilat Yadayim. You're already on number one. He started with number one, and that's to do with the action of the hands. And number two is Asher Yatzar Et Adam BeChokhmah. Thank you, God, for making me wise. The Gemara already brought down in the Shulchan Aruch tells us a person should be tzaddik. What is a tzaddik? Tzaddik is a righteous person. But a pun on the word tzaddik, it's tzaddi, is the same numerical value as 90. Dalit is a numerical value 4. Yud is 10. And Kuf is 100. So our rabbis tell us that a person should answer 90 amens a day. Went to synagogue in the Yehoshimei Rabbah, you're answering in the Amidah, you're coming to the Chazara, you hear somebody saying a Shehakol. Answer today, your second mission is 90 amens. Tzaddik. Dalit, 4, represents 4 kedushot that a person has to say. Kadosh, kadosh, kadosh. We say it 4 times. Did you know that? When do we say it 4 times? The first time we say it is before Kriyat Shema, in the bracha of Yotzer HaMeorot, kadosh, what the malachim are saying, kadosh, kadosh, kadosh. And then we say it again in the Amidah, in the Chazara, in the repetition of the Amidah, we say again, kadosh, kadosh, holy, holy, holy. Then we say it again, a third time in Uvalet Zion, kadosh, kadosh, kadosh. In Shacharit, we've already said it 3 times. The person who attends the synagogue in the morning has said kadosh, 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 3 times. Each time it's a different context. That's why we're saying it. The Malachim, in the Chazara, and then afterwards, maybe people have missed it. Ubal Etzion Goel, took him out the time of the Geula. And then again, one more time for Mincha. In the Chazara, in the repetition of Mincha. So that's the Dalid. The Yud, 10. What is the 10 that we're talking about? A person should say 10 times a day, Yehei Shemei Rabba Mevarach, may your name be exalted, God Almighty. 10 times a day, in the Shacharit, in the Mincha, in the Arvit. And Kuf, that's 100. 100 brachot a day. A person who does that is a real tzaddik. Now you know, somebody says, who's a tzaddik? Who's a righteous person? Not somebody just giving tzedakah, somebody who's going to visit this one and that one, doing his learning Torah all day. Tzaddik is a person that is connected to God throughout the day. How do you get connected to God? Tzadi. 90 times you're answering Amen. It's my mission today. What's your mission? 90. 4 Kedushot, the 10 Amen Yeshmer Abbas, and the 100 blessings. 100 is very significant. We see it also in the time of the Mishkan. They built this temple in the wilderness, and there were 100 Adanim, 100 sockets to the Mishkan. What is the significance? The foundation of the temple is 100, representing the foundation of our day and our belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. 100 blessings a day, that brings a foundation. Think about it. You take your son, your daughter, you're going with your little nephew, niece, to Kosher King, and they want to, you see something nice, they want some sushi. So you go to the counter, you know what, you weren't planning on spending anything for sushi, you already had your budget, I'm coming to spend, to buy this, that, the other. But you see that they're so nice, they're so kind, they're so sweet. You want sushi? Yeah, it's on me. Yeah, would you like some sushi? Yeah, thank you so, so much. What made your day is their face and their thank you and their gratitude. You take another kid and you offer them sushi and face of Tisha B'Av, and nothing's happening. You know, you don't. Can I have some more, please? Not even a please. Is there any more? There's no thanks. There's no gratitude. What do you feel? Do you want to give to them the next time? Do you feel like next time you're going to take them, you're going to do? No, okay. I'll save myself some money and I'll just go buy. Doesn't work like that. Same thing with God Almighty. When a person says thank you, they're making a connection. That's the barakah. That is the blessing that we're talking about. And we have a mitzvah to say 100 times a barakah. In fact, it says in Tehillim, Ki chen yevorach gaver. You want to know why a person is blessed? Ki chen, like this, yevorach gaver. You know why you're blessed? Ki chen, ki, gematria, kaf is 20, yud is 10, 30. And chen, with a chaf and a nun, adds up to 70, that's 100. Ki, because of your 100 blessings, yevorach gaver, that's why you're blessed. We know by Abraham, God already gave the blessing to Abraham and he said, through you, I'm going to give the blessing. To be understood, you're going to have the ability to bless others, but also, I'm going to give you this concept of blessing. And if you do it, it's going to come back on you. Va'ani avarachem, the Kohen goes, and every morning I'm a Kohen. Every morning I'm blessing Am Yisrael. You should get a blessing. What about me? Sometimes I feel left out. Everybody is giving their blessing. Everyone's standing there receiving the blessing. I'm giving out, dishing out blessings daily. What about myself? So Baruch Hashem, you're blessed already. But the Torah says, V'samu et shemei b'nei Yisrael, if you place my name on the B'nei Yisrael, V'ani avarachem, I will bless them. But it can also be understood, V'ani avarachem, I'm also going to bless the Kohanim. Because you are putting blessings on others, you're going to get blessings. Already Abraham was promised, those that bless you will be blessed. You are blessing God Almighty. You have every day the ability to bless God Almighty. So we have the ability to be blessed as well. And just so you understand, in Parsha Ki Tavo, it talks about all the curses that can occur to Am Yisrael. How many curses are mentioned in that parasha? Does anyone know?
86.
There's a total of 98 curses. It's double the amount of the other curses that are mentioned in the Torah. Over there, in addition to the 98, later on the pasuk says, Kol Makah and Kol Choli. I will also save you from kol makan kol choli. So the rabbis say it's really 100 curses. How do we get rid of the 100 curses? The same idea. The 100 blessings. Re'ei anochi noten lifnechem hayom beracha ukelava. So let's do a bit of a counting together. You say 100 blessings a day. Okay, when you were bar mitzvah, you didn't really do it. Fine. Forget that. When you're 20, you start. You can start at any age. When you're 20, let's say a 20-year-old starts and he says 100 blessings a day. So how many blessings after a week, as he said? 700. How many blessings? 52 weeks?
5,700.
52 weeks, 700 a week, 700 a week. 3,500, 3,000, whatever. 3,000. 500 and 2 times 700? 33,640. That's a year. 36,000.
That's 64, isn't it?
36,400.
That's 50 weeks. 2 weeks.
And then times that by 70 years. Times it by 70 years. How much are we talking about? We're talking about millions. 2.5 million, roughly. Blessings you would have said in your lifetime. Now imagine going up to Shamayim after 120 years and they say to you, Chavod, come to Gan Eden. You say, why am I coming to Gan Eden? I was okay. You said 100 blessings a day. You succeeded in saying 100 blessings a day. Every blessing that you say is counted. It's very important. It's very, very, very important. Rav Shach was ill. He was on his deathbed. And with all tubes coming in and out, and he started to cry. And his student said, Rabbi, why are you crying? You're going to Olam HaEmet. Your whole life you've been learning Torah backwards and forwards. So he said, I'm upset, I can't eat anything. So he said, Rabbi, are you in pain? We can get the doctor. He said, you don't understand. I'm not in pain because I can't eat a delicious shawarma, a nice steak, Tony Page. I'm not upset because of that. I'm upset because I can't make a bracha overeating. I can't make the blessing. The blessing is lacking. And the blessing is so powerful. Soon I'll be in the Olam HaEmet. No more blessing. No more blessing to be done. David HaMelech says, Male, my mouth should be filled pi tehillatecha, with your praise, God Almighty. A person, when we're eating, we're not allowed to make a blessing. It's a halacha. Let's say you're eating something and you say, oh, I'm going to make another blessing. No, you have to make sure your mouth is empty when you're making a blessing. And then you can make the blessing. Why? Because your mouth has to be full of praise for God. So some people like to make their mouths full of politics. Some people like to make their mouths full of football. Some people like to make their mouths full of Torah. Some people like to make their mouths full of praise. The more positive energy that we have, the more it's going to backfire on us. So let's look at the bracha. Every day we're saying this bracha, we're going to say 100 times. Now we've understood what's the importance of saying a bracha 100 times. What does it mean? What does it mean? So first, we're going to come out of this shiur with a changed perspective, just from the following. Rabben Tzion Abba Shaul, Alav HaShalom, always said, when you're making a blessing, how do you make the blessing? Baruch Ata Hashem, Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, Shehakol Nehiyah B'Dvaro. No. He said, Baruch Ata Hashem, put a pause there. 0.5 second pause there. Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, put another 0.5 second pause. And then finish your blessing. Institute that, and you will change your blessings forever. Forever. Yes, you're in a rush. But I'm not telling you to put in a 5 second wait. I'm not telling you to be a tzaddik. Baruch Ata Hashem. I'm saying, say Baruch Ata Hashem, Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, Shehakol Nehiyah B'Dvaro. The difference between that and Baruch Ata Hashem, Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, Shehakol Nehiyah B'Dvaro, probably is about 1 second maximum. But when you do that, you said, you can understand what you're saying. You can reflect. Baruch Ata Hashem, there is a comma there. Blessed are you, God. Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, our God, the King of the world. And then you finish the blessing. It will change your perspective forever. And kavana, intention, when you're making a blessing, is very key. There's a machloket, whether mitzvot tzrichot kavana, whether doing a mitzvah needs to have kavana or not doing kavana, it doesn't need. When you're making a blessing, should you have kavana? But of course, we just explained that blessing is all about thanking God. But how can you thank God without even understanding? And coming back to the kid, if he's thanking you and he's sincere, you'll understand. But if he says, thank you. Thank you very much for the beautiful sushi. It's very nice. Again, it's lacking taste. So what does it mean, Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam? Baruch Ata Hashem. Blessed are you, Hashem. Are you blessing God? Many times I say, okay, Rabbi, make the blessing. I'm going to make a blessing. I'm going to bless God. He's blessed. Yeah, Hashem said about Abraham, he's already blessed, and Hashem himself not blessed. How can I bless God every day? Who am I to be blessing Hashem?
You're saying that he's blessed.
So if you look at the Mefarshim, they explain Baruch, a person has to think about now, when you pray the Amidah, when you say Nefashot, Baruch means Mekor HaBrachot. You are the center of all blessings. Ata Hashem, you Hashem are the center of all blessings. When you say Hashem, what are you thinking about? This is the A, B, C of prayer, and so many people, even wearing kippot, don't know this. They pray every day and they don't come across it. It's like a robot, AI, coming again and again. Baruch Ata Hashem. Hashem is Yud Kei Vav Kei. Hashem is Haya Hove VeYehyeh Adon Hakol. He's the master of everything. Contemplate what you're saying. Blessed are you, the master of everything. Shehakol, right? He was, he is, and he will be. This water. I took a group of Tal boys to Ein Gedi. Famous story with Rabbi Tawil. I took them. One of the boys was a bit of a, you know, he's a nudnik, as they call it. He goes on the side, he goes, Rabbi, I'll see you 2 hours, we'll come back. We'll meet you here, not to worry. Can we go? Yeah, okay, fine. Went on his own path. Goes on his own path. Comes back. At the end, they were closing the park. We didn't see the guy. We're waiting. Eventually, he comes. Oh, Rabbi, we made it to the top. It was fantastic. I guess what we saw. What did you see? You made it all the way. Ever been to the top of Ein Gedi? You know what he told me when he saw? I told you what I saw, Rabbi. I saw a pipe of water.
The Ein Gedi Spring.
That is the Ein Gedi Spring. Ein Gedi is the middle of the Negev, middle of the desert. How they have water over there? Because somebody built a pipe from a lake and put it over there. That's what he's saying. You hear what he's saying? Anyway, we laughed. And one of the park rangers was discussing with us. And I said to them, tell us a bit about the water. And you know what the park ranger says? He says, here's the water. You see this water? This water that you're seeing over here? It rained, I forget how long ago he said, but it was like a few years ago. And it went through all the different layers of rock, underground and through and filtered and thin, till it got to Ein Gedi. And you are actually seeing water with a time lag. So next time you make a blessing over water, Haya Hovevi Yehiyah, God Almighty was, He is, and He will be. That's a bracha. Every time that you're saying Adon HaKol, He's the master of everything in the world. And this is really the importance of the beginning of praying of our day. Baruch Atah Hashem, when we say Anna Tere Adam, blessed are you Hashem, Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, the Giddu of the whole world, Sheh Kiddushanu, give us the holiness of making this special thing. So let's understand every bracha. Baruch also comes from the word Barech, which also means like a spring. It also means to bend, because we bend ourselves in honor of God Almighty. We belittle ourselves. Let's appreciate, let's understand the blessings that God is giving to us. And at the beginning of our day, when we understand those blessings, then we'll be enabled, all the blessings, all the 100 blessings, to push away all evil and to be blessed by God. Amen, amen.